Investment flash.
A Middle East war and an ECB rate hike that hasn't happened yet. And you're telling me the Dow just had its worst day of 2026? Yeah, we're diving into that.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 11th, New York edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Here's what's moving before the bell.
Frasers Group is going after Hugo Boss with a bid of up to 2.7 billion euros. And buddy, the Hugo Boss stock is up 9% last session.
Tom, Mike Ashley buying a premium brand. Honestly, that's like me wearing a bespoke suit to a football match. But the acquirer's stock barely moved. Cash out, lay drag.
That's a look, Gerald. But yeah, the premium is what moves Hugo Boss.
And the FT says Frasers is 1% from its 52-week high anyway, so the upside is capped. But the bid premium lifts Hugo Boss, so that's a buy signal.
Exactly. Hugo Boss up 11% in a week, but I'm not chasing it here. Conviction tempered.
All right. The WSJ is flagging an AI price war, and that's already cracking chip stocks. NVIDIA down 3.7% last session, now 15% below its high.
NVIDIA and a price war? That's not a dip. That's an invitation to short. The chart looks fragile.
Tom turning bearish on NVIDIA. I need to sit down.
And AMD is down 17% from its high, 4.9% last session alone. If AI chips become a commodity, those valuations don't hold.
Tom, that's exactly the point. The market's priced NVIDIA for perfection. The WSJ's most original take says commoditization risk could slash margins. Sell signal.
Okay. But look, that most original take, the wild AI bet, it's basically calling peak chip, darling. And I hate to admit it, but Gerald, you sell Micron call yesterday? This adds weight.
Fair enough. Micron was just the appetizer. AI commoditization is the main course.
All right, Middle East. Iran threatening Hormuz. Fresh U.S. strikes. Dow worst day of 2026. The Dow ETF down 1.8%.
And the oil fund, ticker USO, gained 2.3%. But get this, it's still 13% below its 52-week high. Market was already pricing a lot of bad news.
Exactly. And our buy crude call from yesterday's episode? That's printing. Iran threat isn't fading. But gold, Gerald? The gold ETF crashed 4.2% during a Hormuz threat. That's like a fire truck showing up and setting the building on fire.
That's brutal and true.
And TLT, the long-term treasury ETF, at a 52-week low, yield soaring. Gold's telling us rate hike fears are stronger than war fears. That's exactly the stagflation signal.
That's it. Rate hike fears global war.
Exactly.
100%.
Right. So the Dow sell-off might be an overreaction in thin summer liquidity. But if the ECB hikes today, that adds global yield pressure.
Over in Europe, Toyota and Jaguar Land Rover are warning about made-in-Europe rules. Toyota already down 21% year-to-date, near lows.
This is a structural risk. Not just tariffs, but production rules. The auto ETF, ticker CARZ, fell 10.4% this week. Sell signal for Toyota and the sector.
Yet Toyota is only 3% above its 52-week low, so the bad news is priced in. But yeah, regulatory headwinds aren't reversing soon. FT says Iran war is tightening a super squeeze in copper and aluminum. Freeport McMoRan has a forward PE of 16, still 14% below its high. I'm a buyer.
Tom, the copper fund, ticker CPER, fell 2.3% last session, even with the squeeze. Copper's up year to date, but the daily move says cautious. And a 16 forward PE on a commodity miner, not cheap.
Gerald, the fundamental supply shock is real. Sanctions, shipping disruptions. If the ECB hikes, growth might slow, but copper demand isn't just cyclical now. It's electrification.
Exactly. Freeport is a buy on this dislocation, 14% below high with a growth catalyst.
KKR launching a $10 billion data center group? That's huge. And KKR stock is down 26% year to date, 38% below its high, forward PE of 12.8.
KKR at 12.8 times forward earnings? That's a steal for a private equity firm with this catalyst. I'm buying.
Tom, hold on. KKR down 26% year to date for a reason. PE exits are struggling. Blackstone's in the same boat. This data center move is a long-term play. But near-term, the overhang is real.
Fair point, Gerald. But Digital Realty is the pure play. DLR year-to-date up 16.6%. But forward PE, 63, is, spicy.
And Equinix up 35.9% year-to-date. Only 8% from high. That's a crowded trade. KKR is the value angle.
All right. 12.8 PE is interesting, but I'd like to see PE exit activity improve before I jump.
Bitcoin holding a key technical level that Ether and Solana couldn't break. BTC dominance rising. That's a rotation into the king.
Tom, dominance rise doesn't mean absolute strength. Bitcoin could be flat while alts bleed. That's not a bull signal. That's risk off within crypto.
No, but think about it. In a choppy macro, capital flows to the safest crypto. That's Bitcoin. It's the relative strength play.
Fair enough. But I'm not touching anything that can't hold a two-week moving average. Just saying.
Gerald, your bond-like skepticism on crypto is a consistent through line.
Beijing just warned Alibaba and JD.com over misleading sales during the 618 event. Regulatory whack-a-mole returns. Alibaba down 25.9% year-to-date, 40% below its high.
And JD.com/PE6.5, near 52-week lows. That looks cheap, but if the regulatory risk keeps flaring, value traps everywhere.
The China Internet ETF, ticker KWEB, just 2% above its low. Sell the sector. No catalysts in sight. Applied Materials expanding in Singapore, and Japan chasing new subsea cable tech. AMAT up 84.9% year-to-date, only 7% from its high. Forward PE, 30.6.
84% year-to-date, Tom. That's a lot of growth priced in. And a 31 PE on semiconductor equipment in a potential price war. I'm cautious.
Gerald, the CapEx cycle isn't slowing. Chip demand is structural, and Applied Materials is the picks and shovels play. I'm buying.
Look, the demand signal from Singapore and Japan is real. But at these levels, any miss gets punished. Watch it, don't chase.
Right, the big one. ECB set to hike for the first time since 2023, almost as rare as a central bank admitting they were wrong. Driven by Iran war inflation, the euro should get a bid.
Fair. But seriously, two Bloomberg sources are screaming imminent hike. Eurodollar, buy. If Lagarde delivers, euro strength and global yields up.
That means short duration, the intermediate treasury ETF, ticker IEF, already at a 52-week low. Sell signal. Long-term treasury ETF too.
And our sell long-duration treasuries call from yesterday is already at the 52-week low. That's quick work. But careful, Tom. The market's pricing a hike. So if the ECB only delivers a cautious 25 basis points and sounds dovish, bonds could rip higher.
Gerald, that's exactly the contrarian risk, but the inflation pressure is real. The Iran supply shock isn't transitory. Long euro, short the long-term treasury ETF, captures the divergence.
Right.
100%.
Long euro, short duration.
UK regulator probing Ryanair seating fees. That's a key ancillary revenue stream. Stock down 23% year to date, just 5% above its low.
A sell on regulatory risk. But at those levels, much of the bad news is already in the price. Watch. Don't sell yet.
and Blackstone, down 25.4% year-to-date, 38% below its high. PE firms can't sell at desired valuations. LPs waiting for cash.
So KKR is launching data centers to generate returns while exits are frozen. That's smart. But Blackstone is near its worst. Might be a value play soon.
All right, let's pull this together. The Dow's worst day, gold crashing, ECB hiking. This spells stagflation, supply shock meeting tighter money.
And gold is the tell. A 4.2% drop when there's a war threat means the market believes central banks will crush growth to fight inflation. That's brutal.
But the bull case, Iran and ECB are heavily anticipated. If Iran backs down or ECB only hikes once, we get a sharp reversal. The long-term Treasury ETF's 52-week low means shorts are crowded.
The dollar angle is missing. With ECB hiking and U.S. yields firm, the greenback could strengthen, pressuring emerging markets. Watch for stress.
Good point. So long euro versus short long-term treasuries is the relative value. Euro benefits from hike, long-end treasuries suffer. That's the clean trade.
And if gold keeps falling, it confirms central banks will sacrifice growth. Then vol is your friend.
As always, nothing we discuss is investment advice. Do your own research.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time for the London edition. Hit follow on Spotify if you're just finding us, or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then.